As Jesus faced his toughest night before his death, he asked his disciples to watch and pray while he went alone to pray. When he returned, he found them asleep. Disappointed, he used the moment to warn and disciple them. "Couldn't you watch with me even 1 hour? Keep watch and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Ever fallen asleep trying to pray? Ever wondered why we are weak? How often are we admonished to pray? In 1 Thessalonians 5:17 in the New Living Translation, it says to never stop praying. And in Romans 12:12, it says to be constant in prayer. And there are many other verses that say similar. So what keeps us from praying? According to the College of Prayer International, a group whose aim is to build strong praying churches and leaders and bring revival to their churches and lead people that are lost to the Lord, they recommend to examine, first of all, to address prayerlessness as a sin linked to pride, unbelief, and idolatry. To examine our hearts for bitterness, hypocrisy, and religiosity. To recognize our need to pray so that the results will be powerful, effective, and full of life. Our podcast will include excerpts from their guide, Conquering Prayerlessness, which is linked at our webpage. Highly recommend you check it out. Father God, we come to you and confess prayerlessness as a sin, not as a weakness. It is a choice that we either do or not do. We confess as a result, it is a lack of power and prayer. It's an evil root in our lives. We confess it stems from thinking we don't need to pray. We can rely on ourselves and we seek our own understanding instead of seeking yours, wisdom. Sometimes we don't feel like it'll make a difference and we ask and confess unbelief that we are not putting our faith in you. We're putting our hope only in what we can see instead of what we can't see, knowing that faith pleases you. We confess holding offenses, not forgiving others as you have forgiven us and as you guided us in the prayer when the disciples asked how to pray. You taught us this way. As a result, it is a contagious root of bitterness. Forgive us, O Lord. We confess in treating our petitions like a vending machine, expecting certain outcomes and forgetting who it is we're talking to. Father, you who are in heaven, our sovereign one, the creator of the universe, whose thoughts and ways are greater and higher than ours. We confess our powerlessness is due to our prayerlessness. O Lord, forgive us. Holy Spirit, teach us to pray effectual, fervent prayers like Jesus. We expose and ask that you would expose and we renounce the sin of prayerlessness. Recognize it's zapping us from living a more productive, powerful life. Holy Spirit, show us what's holding us back from praying. We admit the devil doesn't want us to pray and know that he throws temptations our way and that because we're not praying as much as we should be and the way we should be, we are succumbing to temptations. So we humbly ask for help in praying. And help us to use the prayer that you gave us as a guide, knowing that you encourage us in Ephesians 16 to pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, to keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints in Jesus' name.